listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for this day he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. To all of you, our wonderful listeners, this is Apostle Solly. I want to invite you to come join me on Piercing Darkness Show this entire hour as we continue to experience blessings, word of encouragement, testimonies, and exciting praise reports of the things that God has done. He has done great mighty things. We're happy that the federal workers are going to get paid, they're going to get all their back pay. So a lot of families have been stressing about this, and the media has been blowing it out of proportion. We're aware that America needs prayer, and for the next 3 weeks, the workers are going to get paid. Praise the Lord for that. We've been praying that God will move. And let's continue to pray and believe God that America will experience the awakening, because what America needs is the awakening. The people will turn from the wicked ways and turn to Jesus. And God wants to pour his spirit upon all flesh. That's what God spoke to us during our spiritual prayer service last night, is that we need to really believe God for the awakening. And so wherever you may be as a believer, the work has to be done. The harvest is ready. And the laborers are few. There is a lot of people out there that don't know Jesus, that need to come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And with what's happening in the world today, if you look at and carefully study what's happening in each part of the continent, there's some kind of shaking going on. For example, in South America, you see what's happening in Venezuela. The two leaders right now are contending for the control of the nation. And these are civilian leaders, but the nation is really sinking deep in poverty and also strife. And prayers go forth for Venezuela. I did prophesy about that in 2017. And let's believe God for the awakening to come in Venezuela. And also in what God did in Brazil was amazing. And also in other parts of the world. If you can hear the sound of my voice through the internet, or if you're watching, if you're listening through the internet, or you're in any other way, just remember to lift up Jesus. These are the last days, and God's going to prosper upon all flesh. So Piercing Darkness is about lifting up Jesus. And I want to encourage you to put your faith and trust in the Lord, because he's coming back soon, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want to also encourage you to come join us in our crusade. We have a crusade tonight in Port St. Lucie, at the Civic Center. It's at 7 p.m. Free admission, free parking. If you've never been to this crusade before, you're going to be surprised. God does mighty things in the crusade. Miracles happen. Sick are healed. The oppressor set free. So we encourage you to come to the crusade and experience the glory and the power of God. Nothing is impossible without Jehovah. God is a miracle-working God. He does miracles, signs, and wonders today like he did 2,000 years ago. So I encourage you to come. Expect God to touch you, to bless you, and deliver you. You can call us for prayer, 561-337-9018. And today, the 26th of January, we have a crusade in Port St. Lucie Civic Center at 7 p.m. It's free admission, free parking, non-denominational meeting, all are welcome. Come hear a fresh word from the Lord. Come experience the power of God. Miracles still happen, and nothing is impossible with the Lord when you believe. So I'm excited about this crusade, and call for more information, 561-337-908, or you can visit our website, www.powerevangelism.net. So the good Lord bless you, and keep you strong, and keep you healthy, as we proceed to enjoy this program. Jesus is Lord. You're going to hear powerful testimonies, and you're going to hear powerful praise reports. Go to powerevangelism.net. I also encourage you to follow us on Facebook, also Periscope, and also Instagram and YouTube. So right now, let's go to the studio and continue to enjoy powerful praise reports. Amen.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents One Night of Miracles coming to the heart of Port St. Lucie, Florida at the Port St. Lucie Civic Center, Saturday, January 26th at 7 p.m. It's free admission and free parking.
20 years!
I could not touch my toes for a long time. And now I touch the floor.
I am healed! No more heart pains! No more heartaches! No more sharp pains in my heart! Jesus, heal me! Jesus, heal me! Hallelujah!
How do you receive a miracle? We simply believe.
You respond to your cry if it's a cry of faith. Word of God comes through
his faith. One word from the Lord, one wind from the Lord, one kiss from the Lord can change your life.
For more information, call 561-337-9018 or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Don't miss One Night of Miracles, January 26, 2019.
Today, if we believe, let me give you another scripture before I finish. It says in the book of Isaiah 58, I believe. No, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Isaiah 59. Behold, the Lord's hand is not short that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, and he will not hear. When we confess our sins, God is faithful to forgive us and hear our prayer. Number one roadblock to prayers being answered is sin. Number two is unbelief. Jesus didn't do many miracles in his hometown because they didn't believe. When you don't believe, you limit what he can do. He's not limited, but you limit yourself from receiving and encountering what God wants to do. We have a mother here. I don't know whether she's here. Ben Shadda, did you bring your son? Come here. A son is not here, but you got to hear this testimony. So God whispered to me to ask you to tell people what God did for your son. Her son encountered a creative miracle.
Praise God. A year ago, last year actually, my son, one of his testicles, his left testicle did not drop fully. And they gave him up to 6 months to see if it would fall down. So after 6 months, his left testicle was still up there. And so they told me that they were gonna have surgery for him in order, you know, to put a testicle there. So I came to Apostle for prayer, and Apostle prayed for him. And a month later, he was supposed to have a recheck to see if it dropped. And when they checked, his testicle was there, and God supernaturally put it there. And I want to give him praise for that.
That's a creative miracle. Somebody say, the Lord knows how to surprise the doctors. Somebody say, hallelujah. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with them that believe. What's a creative miracle? A creative miracle is the Lord doing the things that he purposed to do without being hindered by any natural limitations. The supernatural has to be received by faith. To understand how the supernatural operates, we have to connect with God in the spirit, not in the carnal mind. So when we're in the glory, in the spiritual realm, the miracles, the way they happen, is you get the revelation, and then you tap into the flow. How did food multiply when Jesus gave thanks? He took the bread and the fish gave thanks, it multiplied. There was no bakery there, there were no ovens. You read about it, but you just go through it, unless you don't believe the Bible. But if you believe the Bible, there had to be supernatural connection for 5,000 men to be fed, including the children and their wives, and the husbands, their wives, and the children, and everything. I don't think God will let the animals go starving. So everybody ate. How possible was that? Revelation. Everybody say revelation. Jesus tells Peter, go catch fish, take the money out, pay the tax collectors, pay the IRS of the time. Where did the money come from? Supernatural. The natural is a realm. The supernatural is a realm. When God's glory is present, there is no roadblock to his supernatural realm. That's where we withdraw from the miracles and the manifest. And how do we connect to that realm? When we speak the word and make a declaration, the angels of God are released to engage the enemy. Okay, God gives a word through the prophet, and when the prophetic word is spoken, let me show you from the scripture. First Kings chapter 17. It says in verse 13, Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first. I'm going to read verse 11. And she was going to fetch it. He called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she says, as the Lord thy God liveth. That's 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 12. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. That's the natural. Elijah said unto her, fear not, and do as thou hast said, but make thee therefore a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Somebody say, he is about to do it. Say one more time. Say it again. I didn't hear you. Now I want to lift up your hands and decree and declare in the name of Jesus, I release supernatural to overwhelm my natural. I release the supernatural realm to overwhelm my natural in the name of Jesus. Say it again. I release the supernatural to overwhelm my natural. Let's clap to Jesus for that. She had to put God first. You can never open the heavens to unlock the supernatural if you don't put God first. God has to be placed first. She risked everything. What was the natural was designed to was running out. Every natural thing we have has its expiration date. It's about to expire, but the supernatural doesn't expire. Somebody say, I want the supernatural. Say it again. Say with authority. Are you ready for the supernatural? Where did this food come from? Because the prophet said,
I'm going to read this one more time for you because I didn't write the Bible. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of milk shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Spoken word. When the word of God is decreed, the supernatural responds to the word. Faith cometh by hearing the word. When you stop speaking your words over your circumstances and begin to speak the words of God, God's word over your situation, the supernatural is released. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Begin to decree that I'm coming out of debt and God will take you out of debt. Begin to decree that my future is bright and God will take you out of bondage in your past. Somebody say hallelujah. Before I finish, let me say this before I finish. Lift your hands up and say, Lord, I want a supernatural. Say it again. I want the supernatural. I want the supernatural manifestation of your glory, of your power, of your presence. Let's clap hands to Jesus for that. Where does it come from? It comes from the glory realm. It comes from his glory realm. The Lord shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. His riches in glory. His riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. There is a realm of glory where we can withdraw riches. There is a realm of glory where we can withdraw the manifestation. And there's no hindrance and there's no limit in that realm of glory. But we love the natural realm. You know why? Because we can figure things out. But the supernatural realm, you can't figure it out. A miracle is God's intervention in your crisis. A miracle is the love of God dropping in your situation. The blessing is the overflow. Somebody say hallelujah. You have to walk in obedience to tap into the blessing. You have to walk in faith to tap into the blessing. You have to release your faith to see the miracles happening. And God is the healer, is the deliverer, and he's going to do a miracle for you. But after he does a miracle for you, then you have to live for him. So don't just come and pick up a miracle and go back to your old ways. No, grab the miracle and then carry the cross. Somebody say hallelujah. Grab the miracle and lift up Jesus. Hallelujah. Take the miracle and tell everybody about his goodness. Hallelujah. Become a voice. Become a testimony. Become a song that will bring glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. What will the devil say? There's nothing he can say when we lift up Jesus. He has nothing to say. I want to talk to those that feel like giving up. The doctor told you there's nothing they can do for you. Welcome to the realm of glory, where God can do something for you. I was preaching in Baltimore and a crippled woman, she came with a walker and she came to the service and I broke it. You said, what did you do? I broke the walker before I prayed for her. After I broke it, I said, now walk. She had no option but walk. And all pain was gone. And she said, my goodness, I don't know what happened. Instruction, the things you have to obey God, he will tell you what to do and you do it, and how that's how he's going to bless you. You have to follow instructions, and people that are going to walk in the abundance and the overflow in their finances, in their family, are people that are obedient and they're willing to take instructions. Whenever God speaks, you take those instructions, you obey them. Amen. You have to forgive people at contact. Don't hold grudges. What for? I don't want nobody to hinder me from coming to my destiny. If they offended you, forgive them and carry the cross and follow Jesus. No need to hold a grudge in your heart towards people. Carry the cross and follow Jesus. Jesus is Lord and he's coming back soon. You carry the cross and follow Jesus. The woman with an issue of blood. I want to finish by saying this. She suffered many physicians, many years. They couldn't fix her problem. She knew there's something about this man. Why is everybody following him? They're waiting for him to touch them. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do something that nobody has ever done. I'm going to touch him. And I know my issue will be fixed. You know why that woman that did this? Because she had a different story from everybody. Her problem had been there for many years and nobody could fix it. And she couldn't wait any longer. Number two, she had faith. Because she had the fame of what the Lord was doing. And she knew he can do for her what no man can do for her. She had no other man to turn to, no other physician, no insurance, nobody. And when she touched him, virtue came out of him and dried a fountain. A woman bleeding profusely like that, it dried instantly. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" Why did he say that? Because virtue came out. Faith gets the attention of God no matter how busy he is. That's how we receive miracles from God. When we touch him. You say, "How can I touch him? How can I touch him? How can I get his attention? How?" This is how you do it. Forget about your environment. Forget about who's around you. Totally forget about who's what? Around you. It's just you and him. When we come to that place where it's just me and him and nobody, that's when we get it. Right there. Nobody, just me and him. There could be people around, there could be family around, there could be friends around. Of course you care for people, but you and the Lord, nobody interrupts you. It's just you and what? And him. Pew! That's how you tap into the supernatural. Some people say, "Well, I'm scared to cry out to God. What if people see me crying out to God and they're going to think I'm crazy?" You're not ready. God says, take some time off and just worship me. "Lord, but I got to go to this birthday party." You ain't ready. You're not ready. God says, "Well, I want to bless you. I want to bring you into a place of dominion. But you need to, you know, make time. Do a fast for a day." "Lord, I can't do it because I got to go to this wedding. I'm the bridesmaid." You ain't ready. God, to this woman, she drew the virtue out of the Lord. Her faith was so radical that it activated the reaction of the Lord to that level. And instantly her bandage disappeared. Totally gone. If you are willing to risk, God will not abandon you. Somebody say hallelujah. He will not forsake you. He will not fail to move in your situation. If you're willing to risk and step out of your comfort zone and break out of it, God will break that curse off your life. Amen. I prayed for
Power Evangelism Ministries presents One Night of Miracles Coming to the Heart, Port St. Lucie, Florida, at the Port St. Lucie Civic Center, Saturday, January 26th at 7 p.m. It's free admission and free parking.
20 years!
I could not touch my toes for a long time. And now I touch the floor.
I am healed! No more heart pains! No more!
receive a miracle, we simply believe.
We'll respond to your cry if it's a cry of faith. Word of God comes through
His faith. One word from the Lord, one wind from the Lord, one kiss from the Lord can change your life.
For more information, call 561-337-9018 or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Don't miss One Night of Miracles, January 26, 2019.
Lord, some praise, y'all. He is good.
Hallelujah. Hi, I would just like to give God praise because after I got married, I wasn't able to, they told me my womb was not able to conceive a child. And then the man of God had a word of knowledge and prayed for me. They told me that, okay, when I first started to get my cycle, I had very bad pain. And they told me that I have multiple cysts that grew in my lower abdominal. Now, I didn't only have one, I had six, and they were growing every time. And they told me if I tried to have a child that me and the child will die. And then there was an anniversary, the man of God called me forward and prayed for me and my husband. And I just would like to give God praise because I gave birth to my first son, and there's nothing wrong with me or him, and I give God praise for that. Amen.
Let's give God praise for that testimony. Can you bring the child here? The child here? Go bring the baby. Testimonies build faith. Bring your healthy son here. So, what did the doctors tell you?
They told me because I have six cysts that if I try to conceive, that me and him will both die.
Let's clap to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hi. He's healthy and has a lot of energy. The prophetic word was spoken, and the healthy child was born. There is no trace of sickness and disease, because the Lord is the healer. Give God praise for that.
Apostle Sally, they ran tests three times and they couldn't find a single thing. Three times they ran those tests and they asked me if I brought the correct child with me. Praise God. My son started football for the first time. God is good. He's going to give you the message that he learned and that he tells everybody that he sees.
I believed and I received.
He believed and he received. Amen.
I'll make this as short as I can. My wife came home and saw a commercial or a billboard, I don't remember, but she saw something for Apostle Sally and said, this is what you need to go to. I had back surgery 2 years ago. And unfortunately, when they opened up my back, my disc was in pieces and it was in my nerve root. They had to hook my nerve and move it. I've had pain from my back to my ankle ever since that day, and I've had two surgeries after that. 2 months ago, well, February 9th was my last surgery. I was probably 8 weeks post-op when I went and saw the man of God. Prayed over me, I hit the floor, woke up, and I have not had a single nerve pain in my life. I am on no more pain meds, no nerve meds, no nothing. Yeah. Just remember, if you believe, you will receive.
God bless you, brother. Bless you.
What a powerful testimony. Give Jesus a mighty, mighty, mighty shout of praise. He's the healer. Woo!
And one day, Apostle was having a miracle service, and he just was saying death cancellation, and I put my hands up, and I said, I believe, and I receive. In the mighty name of Jesus, I kept prophesying, I believe, and I receive, I believe, and I receive. I tapped in, and what I didn't know was God was doing something behind the scene. I can say about a couple weeks after that, student loan institution that I pay my bills to, thinking that they're asking me for more money, you know, hey, you behind, pay your money now, we're going to take your stuff, you know. So it was a pretty scary moment. But when I opened up the email, to my surprising, it says congratulations. And yeah, congratulations, big bold letters, congratulations. And I'm like, congratulations. So I kept reading. And it says, yep, your student loans is paid off. You no longer have to pay us. Thank you for your payments. And I'm just in a maze. And it wasn't $5 or $10,000. It was just over $37,000 that got us wiped off. Amen. So I'd like to thank God for that. And if you anybody here struggling with financially or have any bills, God is here. He's going to take care of it. The same way he did for me, he's going to do for you. Amen. That's the same God we serve. Amen.
Come on, everybody. Put your hands together. All across this land, there's an army band whose captain is the Lord. We have counted the cost, winner the loss. God's power.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents One Night of Miracles Coming to the Heart, Port St. Lucie, Florida, at the Port St. Lucie Civic Center, Saturday, January 26th at 7 p.m. It's free admission and free parking.
20th!
I could not touch my toes for a long time. And now I touch the floor.
I am healed! No more heart pains! No more heartaches! No more sharp pains in my heart! Jesus, heal me! Jesus, heal me! Hallelujah!
How do you receive a miracle? We simply believe.
You respond to your cry if it's a cry of faith. Word of God comes through
His faith. One word from the Lord, one wind from the Lord, one kiss from the Lord can change your life.
For more information, call 561-337-9018 or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Don't miss One Night of Miracles, January 26, 2019.
When I went to Anderson, South Carolina, Apostle was praying for people's credit, and I was in the back when he was saying it, and I was like, I believe and I receive it. And I checked my credit report when we was leaving Anderson on the way back home in the car. And I checked and my credit report had went up. So I was like in the green again compared to being low credit. It had went up by a lot of points. So I give God praise for that.
I know you're ready for a better credit report. The devil messed it up, God's gonna fix it supernaturally. How about that? You know, the Lord can do great things for His glory. Incredible things. Like that. Yes. Give that praise for the sister.
I want to give God praise because last year I took my daughter in for her regular yearly exam, and the pediatrician found a problem in her heart, and she was extremely concerned about it, so they made us an emergency appointment with a cardiologist in Boca. So when I came to the crusade here in Port St. Lucie, after the service, Apostle prayed over her picture because she wasn't even with me. He laid hands on her picture, and he prayed, and he told me that when I went to the doctor that everything was going to be fine. So I took her to the cardiologist, and they hooked her up to all these different machines, about five different machines. The doctor went out and called all of his partners. They came back in, and they told me, we don't know what the problem is, but we can't find anything wrong with her. So I give God praise.
That's the supernatural hand of God.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents One Night of Miracles Coming to the Heart, Port St. Lucie, Florida, at the Port St. Lucie Civic Center.
With man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, who God uses powerful in signs, wonders.
Saturday, January 26th at 7 p.m.
20th!
Free admission, free parking.
I could not touch my toes for a long time. I know I touch the floor.
I am healed! No more heart pains! No more heartaches! No more sharp pains in my heart! Jesus, heal me! Jesus, heal me! Hallelujah!
9221 Southeast Civic Center Place in Port St. Lucie.
One word from the Lord, one wind from the Lord, one kiss from the Lord can change your life!
For more information, call 561-337-9018. Or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Don't miss One Night of Miracles, January 26th.
For them shall three children to the glory of God. How did the word of God come and supersede this womb, make it carry a high-risk pregnancy? That insurance did not want to take their money is because the glory of God will cover you. The impossible becomes possible when the glory of God covers you. The impossible becomes what? Possible. That's how people are able to receive supernatural favor, supernatural blessing, supernatural deposits, supernatural restoration. Which means if somebody had lost their hair can grow back supernaturally. Can I hear men do that? If you're sick in your body, God is going to heal you supernaturally because your body is a temple of what? The Holy Spirit. So the one that lives in you is the one that's going to cause the miracle to manifest. I got two more things to say before I finish. Because the Lord has already started moving. When a woman with the issue of blood came, she came to the Lord bleeding because many physicians could not fix her problem. So she turned to the Lord to fix it. But the Lord was busy. Somebody said, he's never too busy for me. So look at the Lord facing this way, and the woman is facing him. Religion tells you, give up. Give up, you turn that way, and the Lord is heading this way. The Bible said, my sheep hear what? My voice. His word is his voice. So God says, follow me. I don't see nothing. Well, I see his back, so I'm going to what? Follow him. So this woman now takes a risk that nobody wants to take. She breaks protocol. Someone said, break protocol. So what did she do? She pushed through all these people that were following Christ. And she said, I'm going to do something you guys are not willing to do. I'm going to touch him. That's what you're going to do in the next few minutes. You're going to touch him. When she touched him, she did not say, Lord, I'm bleeding. Stop my bleeding. No. When she touched him, virtue came out of him and dried her fountain. And the Lord and her knew something happened. He said, who touched me? And everybody said, we have a lot of people here following Jesus. What do you mean, who touched you? And he said, somebody touched me. You can touch the Lord where nobody wants to touch him. It's a person-to-person connection with the Lord. You don't have to look at people to inspire you. You got to be willing to risk and do something nobody wants to do. To believe God for your miracle. Your family doesn't have to agree with you. Your friends don't have to agree with you. As long as you have faith that you can receive something from God. Your doctor doesn't have to agree with you. They could say you're going to die.
die, you're going to say, no, I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. It's between you and the Lord. At the end of the day, you have to make up your mind whether you want to be free or you want to stay in that bondage. If you want to be free, you have to pick up your bed and walk. Someone say hallelujah. If it means to break through the roof and get the Lord's attention, do it. Hallelujah. Someone say amen. Surround yourself with people that believe. They brought this man to Jesus and the room was packed and there was no place to go. And they said, we're going to go through the roof. They broke the roof and lowered the sick person to the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what I call faith. You got to break through barriers. You got to take risks. You got to do what nobody wants to do. Someone say amen. Call Jesus at the midnight hour. Call him in the morning. Call him anytime. Hallelujah. Let's call Jesus one more time. America needs. The high schools need. Every marriage needs. Every church in America needs. Shout hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the one that I came to preach. That's the one I came to lift up. He's gonna fix your situation. He's gonna fix it now. I don't have to lay hands on you. The Holy Spirit will do it. I don't have to do it. I don't have to lay hands on you. If I do it, I'm just gonna be quickened to do it, but you gotta touch the Lord. Three ways to receive a miracle. One, believe. Simply say, I believe and I receive it. Two, reach out. Three, take it. When I walk to a mango tree, I don't just look at a mango and say, oh, you look good. I take it. Why? Because I want it. Somebody say hallelujah. You want a miracle? Take it. Put your faith in action. Do what you could not do before. If you could not see, see. If you could not hear, hear. If you could not talk, talk. If you could not reach, if whatever you could not do, begin to do it. Put your faith in action. And in the glory, we are living in what I call time-free zone. So what do you mean by that? In the glory, there's no time. That's why we see people receiving creative miracles. Teeth growing. People losing weight supernaturally. 20 pounds. 40 pounds. You say, how? It just went off their body because there's no time. So in heaven, there is no time. Yes, in heaven, there's no time. So what do you mean? A day before the Lord is like 1,000 years. So what do you mean? Oh, is that possible? Of course. Because our mind can't figure it out. It looks like it's crazy. Of course, it's crazy to the brain. Just how can a woman be pregnant without having to sleep with a man? When no doctor came to inject anything in her, but she became pregnant. Jesus entered the womb of Mary without Mary having to sleep with Joseph. That's why Joseph wanted to put her away, because Mary was pregnant and Joseph said, my woman, a virgin is pregnant, I gotta put her away. And the angel came and said, don't you do it, because the Holy Spirit is the reason why she's pregnant. So by the Holy Spirit, supernaturally, she became pregnant. The things your natural brain and your hard work cannot fix. Prosperity doesn't come because you work so hard. It comes because you're obedient to God's word. So obedience with sacrifice brings greater results. Amen. So this is what you got to remember when you're in the glory. You are not at work. He's at work. So he gives you strength. So what works in the glory is instructions, not intellectual. You do what God says. The Lord told me to come to Port St. Lucie. I obeyed him. Now he's taking care of the rest. You follow instructions. Somebody say amen. I'm going to share two testimonies with you as I finish. Powerful testimonies. They brought unto me a child totally disabled. Now you have to understand that the witches had put a curse on this baby in Africa because the mother could not pay the bill. So they were going to kill the child. The mother brought the child. I took the child, held the child in my hand, and I said, I decree and declare that you're free. I gave the child back to the mother and said, your child is free. And right there, the child that was wobbly and disabled began to move. I told her, put your child on the ground, and the child began to walk and run instantly.
That's the hand of God. Somebody say hallelujah. I didn't do nothing. I just decreed the word of God over the child, and the child was set free in front of our eyes, and the mother was able to take a child home without having to pay the witch doctors any voodoo power. That's the glory of God. Amen. Jesus Christ turns water into wine. You know, that's crazy, because if you did that, all the wine companies are going to be broke. You imagine all the water in Florida becoming wine. Kids are going to be drunk too. Watch this. He turned water into wine instantly. That is unexplainable, but it happened. If you don't believe the Bible, then you got a problem. I believe in the Bible. Some say amen. So how is he able to turn water into wine? It's a supernatural transition. You give God something, he gives something back to you. Good measure, press it together, running over. Some say amen. Watch this. He turned water into wine. So he walks on water. He violates the law of gravity. What do you mean by that? So he's able to walk on water because nothing is able to pull him down when he's on the water. You go try it. You're going to sink very fast. You go down like a brick. But Jesus walked on water. Why? Supernaturally, the glory carried him on water. Then he does something so strange. He tells the disciple, go catch the fish, take money out, go pay tax. Fish does not give birth to money. Fish carries eggs to make more fish. But in this fish, it has to be precise. The instructions to go get what? A fish, not an octopus. Go catch what? Fish, not a squirrel. The Peter obeyed, he took the fish, he got the money, paid the debt. God wants instruction followed. How do you follow the instruction? You hear in the spirit and you act on it. That's why they got money to pay that bill. Some say amen. So he tells them, go untie that colt and tell the owner the master has need of it. Instruction. They take the colt, he rides on it to destiny. When the Lord gives an instruction, you act on it. You what? You act on it right there. That's when the miracle happens. In the glory, we follow instructions. In our understanding, we'll follow our brains. But in the glory, follow what? Instructions. One more word I'm going to say and I'm done. Every time you face a challenge in your life or a problem like sickness, finances, marriage problems, children getting crazy, remember that your strength is being put to test. But the Bible says the strength of the Lord is made manifest when? In our weakness. God wants you to know that you need him. Without him, you are nothing. Somebody said, I'm just about to see the Lord moving in my life. So every time you're put to test, what do? Jesus is going to show up right there. Hallelujah. So the woman with the issue of blood, her fountain dried. Not because she stopped it, but because the virtue in Christ drained it and instantly stopped it. Your bleeding is going to stop. Your sickness is going to stop. Your cancer is going to go. Your HIV is going to go. Every devil that has been tormenting you is going to leave in the next 5 minutes. So I believe and I receive it. Say, I believe and I receive it. Say one more time, I believe and I receive it. Say, I believe and I receive it. I'm going to decree that you recover what you lost. If you lost a home, get ready for 7. Hallelujah. The repossessed one, get ready for more homes. Amen. You lost a kidney, God's going to put another one there. Amen. You lost an eye, God's going to put another one there. Say, I believe and I receive it. In the name of Jesus. God's going to restore you in the name of Jesus. It could happen instantly or gradually. But God's going to do it. Why? Because he is God. When I came to preach here, as I finished this testimony, a woman, they cut her breast out because of cancer. The cancer was spreading. They cut the breast out. So she's dying, and I said, it's aggressive cancer. I said, in the name of Jesus, it stops now. After I prayed for her, she went to the doctors. They can't find the cancer. It's been now, it's almost 10 years. The cancer never came back. So when the Lord sets you free, you're free indeed. You're free. What? The cancer never came back. Every day they come for tests, they don't find it. So what in the world is going on here? The Lord took it out totally. He stopped it. Even though she had lost a breast, God stopped the cancer. God stopped the cancer. I said, the Lord stopped what? The cancer. That's the one I'm talking about. He's going to stop your bleeding today. Some of you have been bleeding a lot. He's going to stop it today. A young man left his wife. The house was burnt. She's pregnant. How pregnant was she? The lady, you know, 3 months? 7 months? Yeah. She was 7 months pregnant. The house burnt. The husband left her. He invited her to a crusade. I prophesied on her in front of everybody. And I said, I decree and declare that you're going to have a healthy pregnancy. You're free. She was also on drugs. Eh? God, I break the addiction off you. You're going to have a healthy baby. Broke the addiction within days. Within days. The Lord restored her marriage. The man came back and apologized. She has a healthy baby and they're restored properly. That's the God we serve. Can I hear amen to that? Your husband ran away, is coming back home to say, I'm sorry, I'm back. Hallelujah. Your wife ran away, she's coming back home. Say, I believe and I receive it. Now lift your hands up. Now I'm ready to release the miracles. Say, in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is. Say, I speak to my mountain, bow to the name of Jesus. I speak to my sickness, obey the word of the Lord and live my body. Now say, financial hardship, hear ye the word of God. I am not broke, I am rich, for thus says the Lord, let the poor say, I am rich. Say, in the name of Jesus, I have a financial freedom. I am free from poverty. Say, in the name of Jesus, my mind is free from poverty, from lack. Every lie by the media, by the financial advisor about my finances, be removed. Jehovah Jireh, I arise so your enemies can scatter. Poverty, go. Lack, go. Sickness, go. Disease, go. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say, I believe and I receive it. Say one more time, I believe.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station. Thank you.
I loved my children and wife. Most of all, I hope they say, I love Jesus more than life. So when I'm laid to rest, life's journey I have trod, I hope my children will say of me, Dad was a man of God. Oh, to be a man of God, nothing more, nothing less. It's not what I did or did not do, but why I did and for who. I hope they'll remember me. Simply as a man of God. My words were gentle and kind. Most of all, I hope to leave a life of truth behind. So when I'm laid to rest, life's journey I have tried.